Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
We spoke yesterday on the show about, oh, that amazing feeling you get when you take stuff to the dump. It's so liberating to be free of clutter. I'm a big fan. I keep natting. But some people find it very hard to let go. Well, on the line now is Emma Gleeson. She is a professional declutterer and she is here to help. Emma, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. Now, you, my friend, are a professional declutterer, but that wasn't always the case. In fact, you were a bit of a hoarder, isn't that right?
I was a little bit. Now, I use that word kind of flippantly. I got a call recently from an English tabloid being like, "We hear you're a reformed hoarder. How bad? Did you have to move out of your house? Was it really bad?" And I was like, no, you got the wrong end of the stick. I just was someone who, you know, I loved shopping. I was a costume designer for years. So I had like scraps of fabric, you know, unwearable vintage finds and props from old shows. And, you know, I bought stuff a lot when I was sad and bored and wasted a lot of money, Jennifer, let's be honest.
Okay. And I mean, you have a lot of stuff in your house. I mean, it's not like your house is full of newspapers and stuff like that, like you see on these programs. A lot of sentimental stuff and creative stuff. But was it taking up a lot of space? Was it cluttering your head as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I was also, a lot of what I do is about sustainability as well. So I was learning about, you know, trying to buy more mindfully, buy less stuff. And I was also realizing how much time I was spending cleaning my flaming house. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, we get caught in these clutter cycles where you do a clear out every 6 months and then you buy stuff again, the stuff builds up. And I started to identify this pattern in myself and I was like, I'm going mad. I'm wasting money. I'm wasting time. I need to slow this whole thing down. And it took a few years because, you know, I love things. You know, when people hear I'm a decluttering expert, they think, oh, you must be a minimalist with like two pairs of jeans and a single sad cactus. You know, that's not what I'm at all. Like, I love things. I'm just trying to rebalance the kind of the churn of stuff we only half want. You know, the core of the book I just wrote is about, if we don't talk about how the stuff is getting into the house in the first place, decluttering is like going on a crazy crash diet, because you will be back to square one in 6 months' time. You have to look at how you're shopping, otherwise you're caught in that cycle forever.
So how do we get caught in this cycle? What is the essence of it?
Oh gosh, well, I mean, there are messages everywhere telling us to buy more stuff, buy more stuff. Social media, you know, people's inboxes are full of these brand emails. You know, the middle aisle in Aldi and Lidl has a lot to answer for. You know, stuff is so cheap. It is so easy to pick it up, especially this year when everyone just wants to pick me up. You know, I'm pretty conscious about what I buy these days, but even I found myself being like, maybe I'll just buy a random lipstick just cause. Like, I don't even wear makeup, but we're all so bored. So there are so many reasons why we buy stuff.
So, but it's boredom, trying to fulfill.
Boredom, sadness. Yeah. You know, stuff is so cheap. You know, it's so easy to buy stuff. Your card details are stored there. It's one click and then it's gone. And you don't even know what the postman is arriving with the next day. I'm sure everyone can relate to that. But what I'm saying is you have to slow it down, because you're actually just causing pain for your future self when you have to do the clear out. And if you can only buy things that you actually need and you actually love, that you're going to keep long term, you will save money, you will save headspace, you will have to clean your house far more, far less.
Yeah.
Nothing to lose, you know?
So you are now a professional. So you've turned this around. You said it took years, but now you're so invested in it, you are a professional declutterer. So what does your job involve?
Well, I go to somebody's house. Obviously, in the pandemic, I've only been doing little kind of virtual declutter therapy sessions. But usually I would go to someone's house. I would sit them down. We'd have a little chat. Sometimes there needs to be a bit of a weep. You know, people are very stressed about this stuff. I try to figure out where the problem areas are, and we take it step by step. You know, the best advice is you have to break it down into small, achievable tasks. that you can complete and then feel good about yourself and then move on. Most people get totally paralyzed thinking about the entire house in one go, and that you're just never going to get started that way. So start with, you know, we start with a small drawer, or, you know, the your bedside cabinet, or maybe the hot press, unless you have a particular, you know, emotional attachment to your towels. That's a safe place to start. And my main job is helping people make the harder decisions. You know, I can't advise people what to let go of and what not to, but when an object or a garment or whatever stumps people, I try to get to the bottom of what the guilt is. It's all, clutter is all about guilt. So it could be financial guilt. You know, I spent a lot of money on this, so I have to keep it. It's useful, quote unquote useful, but are you really using it? You know, it was sentimental. It doesn't fit me anymore and I want to keep it because I, you know, a body image issue, that's a big part of it. So my job is trying to get to the root of what is blocking us from getting rid of stuff.
Okay.
Also, my job is helping people clear up as they go, because, you know, when the house is in a kip at the end of a declutter session, that is so demoralizing. So having someone like me there to clean up as you go is really helpful. So, yeah, I'm kind of like a clutter therapist.
Lovely. Have you ever walked into a job and thought, oh, Jesus Christ, oh, no, you're beyond help?
Only once.
Oh, you have?
Only once. And that was, the poor lady, she, you know, she had a proper hoarding problem, which is, you know, a serious anxiety disorder that requires a psychologist. You know, I'm not qualified for that, but she had Post in its original envelopes going back to the 90s. You know, it was a very serious situation for her.
How did you approach that? Did you say, look, I think you need to see someone? I mean, what do you do in a situation like that?
It was hard. She was very nice, and like, you know, she kind of knew that it was getting very bad. We did a morning of work and we got through a little bit of stuff, but I could see that she really couldn't get rid of anything. You know, she had kind of out of date medications and stuff. And I kind of gently said, you know, is anxiety a problem for you? And she was like, yeah, it is. And I tried to gently say, look, can you go to your GP? You know, this needs to go to a higher thing. And she accepted it. Now, I'm sure some people might be very defensive and say, no. And it's not, it's just stuff. There's nothing wrong with me. So, you know, part of my job is being empathetic and sensitive. And, you know, it's not coming in saying, God, your place is a kip, let's get this sorted. You know, this is very sensitive territory for a lot of people. But like I said, I did feel a bit out of my depth there. But I hope that lady got the help that she needed.
Yeah, bless her. When it comes to declutter, what should we bear in mind?
Bear in mind that you're going to be more exhausted than you realize, and definitely schedule breaks. You know, set an alarm on your phone for once an hour and take a step outside. Because it's an unpleasant task, you'll want to just power through. But if you keep those breaks in, you'll have more stamina. The reason it's so tiring is because we get what's called decision fatigue, where your brain is just wrecked from making constant decisions. Bear in mind as well that it might be emotional for reasons that you might not expect. You know, I think for Irish people, when you say something is going to be emotional, they're like, oh, no, ridiculous, it's only stuff. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. I'll get rid of it, no bother. But there's deep stuff going on here, particularly when stuff is quote unquote useful, and you can't get rid of it because of that. You know, I think in Ireland, you know, we're traditionally a very poor country. There's like a culture of thrift in us. And for our grandparents, getting rid of stuff would have been totally off the, you know, anathema. So and that is deep ingrained in us. So just be aware that this is, it's harder than you might realize.
Yeah.
And clutter comes away in layers. You know, often I get clients coming back to me saying, I thought I had done a complete declutter and now a year later, I'm seeing more stuff. So be aware of that as well. You haven't failed if you see that. But because it's so hard to get rid of stuff, it takes time. So if you think you're going to get all the whole house done in the weekend, you know, don't set yourself up for a failure. Just realize that you have to take your time. You have to be kind to yourself. And yeah, take it slow. Take it bit by bit.
Can you tell me about your new book, Stuff Happens? Who is that for? Who are you aiming that to?
Stuff Happens is for anybody, Jennifer. It's like, it's for the person who wants to be more sustainable in their shopping habits, who wants to understand why they're shopping, who wants to learn more about how to dispose of their clutter in a more sustainable way. You know, we talk about that in the book. It's also about people who are tired of, you know, the idea of the perfect Pinterest, Instagram perfect decluttered room. You know, my book is for realists. My book is for real people. It's acknowledging that everybody runs their house differently, and there's no, you know, one size fits all method for this. You have to tailor it to your own personality. And a big theme in the book is anti-perfectionism. You know, I'm not Marie Kondo. I am not someone, like, if you saw my apartment as it currently is, you'd be like, she's a professional organizer. You know, my husband always laughs. He's like, if anyone saw how we live.
So you're normal. Good, good.
I'm very normal. Yes. And then, you know, I got a lovely message the other day from one of my cousins who opened the book. She has three kids and is kind of, you know, busy mom.
Yeah.
And she said, your first chapter, it just made me cry because I felt like someone was just listening to me and, you know, just was saying that this isn't my fault. And I the whole book is, the tone of it is just very gentle. And, you know, with an understand, like, I've lived this cycle, you know, I wasn't born this, you know, organized person. So it's, yeah, it's for people who want a realistic approach to managing their homes and to maybe try and lighten their carbon footprint as well.
Somebody just texts in, hi, Jenna, Emma is a genius. Her book is well worth the look. My house is so much lighter as a result. Aww, thank her, please.
That's so lovely. Thank you.
And I have to ask you this, because we have a very posh person on the team, Susie. You also have a process of a way to get rid of expensive items you no longer need. What is that?
So this is a question that comes up a lot. So you need to see that the money is not coming back to you, right? You know, it's a sunk cost. And you keeping that expensive handbag or that expensive coat that never suited you and you didn't like, it's just sitting there taunting you and making you feel bad. So there are so many ways to get rid of something like that. You could pass it on to a friend. You could resell it through a Depop or maybe Shoppa Ella, you know, a consignment shop where you might get a bit of money. But what I would say is, just lower your expectations about reselling stuff. You will always get less money than you want. So the main task with an item like that is you have to forgive yourself. You have to let go of the guilt of the money you've spent, because it's not coming back to you. And maybe that uncomfortable feeling will make you be more mindful of purchases in the future. So yeah, Shoppa Ella, Depop, there are, The Real Real is a website that resells designer stuff if you have designer stuff. There are loads of consignment shops. Just give people,
Okay, and more text coming in. Hi, Jen. I live in Shankill and we have a Facebook page called Zero Waste Shankill. Anything that is too good to dump, we put up on the page, and there's always someone that wants or needs it, be it household furniture, clothes. Also, if I was looking, for example, a bicycle, I can put it up. And it's just a great page, helps declutter and makes it less of a big deal. So there we go.
Fantastic.
Listen.
And even if not in Shankill, try Freecycle. They're all
Freecycle.
Over the country.
Freecycle.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that down. Freecycle. It's so important and it's better for the environment as well. Listen, you've been an absolute pleasure. Stuff Happens is out now. Emma Gleeson, thank you so much. And we can check out your website, which I love the name of, Give Up Your L Tings. Emma,
I'm at Stuff Happens Emma on Instagram. That's the best place to get me as well.
At Stuff Happens on Instagram. Emma, thanks so much and best of luck with the book.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, love.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.